Listener or current member, this is your opportunity to contribute to the growth of an institution that stands resolute against both gross injustice and repression and the mass erasure of history and culture by amplifying the voices of scholars, artists, and activists whose work centers the humanity of all people. That's 48 years of being a site of resistance in defense of truth, justice, and culture, May 3rd through the 19th. WPFW works daily to build the world we want to inhabit by building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
I'm Candy Shannon, and you are tuned to Member Support at WPFW, Washington.
Freedom song meant to go around the world. Critical time everywhere in the world. Wake up, cause we stand at war. Please ask yourself, what are you living for? So you say you're a no-limit soldier, but you're living off the lies that they told you about what and who you are. You ain't never been a thug, you was born a star. With all the ice and the platinum chains, I guess slavery has a new name. Willie Lynch gets to win again every time we hurt each other for material ends. Baby girl, your body not for show. The money he give can't feed your soul. Don't you know you hold the world in your hands? So change the game, respect yourself, and the world will follow. Warriors rise. I see the fire in your eyes.
And welcome to Heal DC. Today is April 28th, 2025. And this is Joni. I'm very excited about our hour this morning and our hour at 11 a.m. This morning, we're going to be talking with Frankie with Harriet's Wildest Dreams. And later on the show, we're going to be joined by Ayanna Gregory, who was honored last Friday night at WPFW's 48th anniversary celebration. And Ayanna will be talking about that and also talking about something that Frankie and I worked together on with others, and that is the April 16th Emancipation Day event. And we'll be talking with Ayanna about that too. But right now, I'm thrilled to welcome onto our airwaves Frankie with Harriet's Wildest Dream. She's going to be talking about what's up with activism coming up the rest of the May. What's up last week? I know Harriet's Wildest Dreams were many places. And also we'll talk a little bit about the week before, April 16th, with DC Emancipation Day. Welcome and good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, Joni. It's always a pleasure to be on with you guys. A lot happened in these last 2 weeks, and I'm just excited to be here as usual while we dive into the topics and what's happening right now.
Absolutely. And we're thrilled to have you with us on a regular basis, at least once a month. Harriet's Wildest Dreams and Frankie will be joining us. But Frankie, for those listeners who do not know what Harriet's Wildest Dreams is, let them know.
Yeah. So Harriet's Wildest Dreams is a Black-led community defense hub. And that can look a lot of different ways. It looks like mass protests. It looks like mutual aid. It looks like court watching. But all of those things and the ways that we fight back, against state-sanctioned violence, that is what Harriet's Wildest Dreams does. And it's important to also note that we do this work in the spirit of our ancestors. Each one of the pillars is modeled after a different ancestor. So when we say Harriet's Wildest Dreams, we believe that it is our duty to really pick up the torch and continue the work that our ancestors have started until we get to liberation. And we are not free until we're all free. And so, yeah, we are here pushing for liberation, Joni.
You absolutely are. And I, along with many other people, am so proud of you. I'm so thankful that we have a Harriet's Wildest Dreams right here in Washington, D.C. to give us inspiration and hope and encouragement. Tell the listeners what the women, I think it's, you said four women. Of course, it's Harriet Tubman. But tell us about the other three, I think.
Yeah, so we have our Harriet's Responders, and that is our mass mobilization. That's our mutual aid, anything that's dealing with the community and the police accountability, that falls under Harriet's Responders. Then we have our Ida B. Free, which is named after Ida B. Wells. In order to make sure that we know what's happening in the courtroom, we have to be watching the courts. We have to unveil and bring truth and light to what's happening. So if you know anybody who's facing legal challenges, if you know anybody who has charges in the DC area, we really help people navigate the criminal legal system. As you know, Ida B. Wells is the mother of journalism. So she went around the South to record the lynchings that were happening. And so we do the same thing. We take the data. Just because someone survives an encounter with police doesn't mean that violence stops. Violence also continues into the courtroom. Violence happens after you see judges, it happens in prisons, and we want to shine the light of truth on what's happening with these judges and prosecutors, and really take data and take record so that we can use that information to do counsel facing advocacy and change policy. So that's our Ida B. Free pillar.
And of course, this Ida B. Wells pillar is even more important than ever. And hopefully you won't get busier if they start snatching up more folks in D.C. and carting them away. Hopefully you won't dealing with it.
Joni, the way these lockup lists look, we see between 50 and 100 people in the courtrooms being arrested by MPD almost every single day. Every single day, we are watching arraignment court. The very first time someone goes before a judge, and it's awful. And so, like, we have to make sure we're in there looking at that data. And this is a very precarious time, because what does what does accountability look like when law enforcement can just go unchecked? There are no checks and balances. As you know, Terrence Sutton was pardoned by this administration. And so really, how are we reducing our community's exposure to police in the first place is one of those big questions.
And remind people who Terrence Sutton is.
So yes, Terrence Sutton is the police officer who murdered Caron Hilton Brown. He was the first MPD officer to be charged and convicted, but was never sentenced. He wasn't sentenced. And unlike many of our neighbors and unlike many DC residents, he spent no time being held pre-trial. He spent no time being held at the DC jail, despite one of the most egregious harms that you can commit against another person in this society. Mm. And so then he was pardoned. So pardoned by the Trump administration. And then on top of that, the current mayor went back and reinstated him. So now he's back on the police force. So when I say there's really no checks and balances, there's really no avenue for accountability for the state. And the state is never going to hold itself accountable. So that's why it's important when we're doing cop watch strolls. It's important when we're watching the courts. It's important when we're doing all of these things, because we literally mitigate the harm. We reduce the harm that the carceral system is causing to our people.
Absolutely. And when you say, Frankie, 50 to 100 people per day, is that an increase from last year or the year before? Do you know?
That is about the normal that we've seen in the summer months. Those numbers are closer to 80 to 100. And then in the winter months, the numbers are closer between 50 and 60. And so that is the number that MPD is arresting the night before.
I'm sure that's probably 100% of Black people who are being thrown in there into the courtroom.
I'll say about 98% from our own data. Yeah.
Yes. And probably majority men, but some women as well.
For sure. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So that's your Ida B. Wells. I'm sorry. What do you call it? Ida B. Wells.
Our Ida B. Free pillar, because we need our people free, Joni.
Yes, absolutely. Ida B. Well pillar. Okay, so let's move on to the next pillar.
So our final pillar is our Ella's Emancipators pillar, which is named after Ella Baker. Joni, you are very, very familiar with Ella Baker.
Yes.
She was a part of SNCC. Really, like, when we talk about OG organizing, original organizing, Ella Baker is that girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
she is.
So our Ella Emancipators, the work that falls under that is anything that has to do with policy. When we are going and talking to council, when we are saying through issue-based campaigns, like, we don't want these things for our community because they are detrimental to our community. Other things that fall under Ella's is our political education. And you know, we do a lot of teach-ins. We do a lot of info mm-hmm. sessions, do a lot. At least once a month, we are having an HWD in an info session, which tells about the work that we do, but also we like to slip in a little bit about abolition. We talk about different things like the eviction courts. We talk about the current legislation like Peace DC. And so Ella's Emancipators is so important because, as Nini would say, who is our executive director, our people mm-hmm. suffer from lack of knowledge. And in order for us to change in the material, we also have to be changing our minds. We have to change people's hearts and minds, and we do that through learning and unlearning, through self-study. And that's what happens in our Ella's Emancipators pillar.
Very inspiring. And for listeners who don't know, of course, a majority of your members of, you don't call them members, or you Harriet's Wildest Dreams, What's the phrase you use? Not freedom fighters, but anyway, the majority are young Black women, correct?
Yes.
It's very, very inspiring, folks, to see all these young sisters out there in the street constantly doing so much, so much each and every day. So let's jump into, Frankie, we'll cover three areas.
Okay.
One is, and you can choose which order, one is what you did this past week, which it seems like every day you're doing something amazing. And then also we'll cover what you're doing this week and some of the highlights for the rest of May. And then we can talk about April 16th, when Nayana comes on or before that. So what do you want to start with, last week? Or?
I think we can go in the order that you just described. Mm-hmm. Let's start with last week. So last week, Harriet's Wildest Dreams, we testified at the Peace DC hearing. If you don't know what Peace DC is, Peace DC is an extension of the crime bill that came through in 2024. There were parts of that omnibus bill that Brooke Pinto, who is the head of the Judiciary Committee, there were parts of that she was not able to pass because of the advocacy that we did, because we were able to get some of those harmful provisions taken out some of those things sunsetted, especially like the expansion of pretrial detention. And you've heard me go on and on, Joni, mm-hmm. that pretrial mm-hmm. detention is such a harmful practice.
Yes.
Because in this country, you are supposed to be innocent. You're supposed to be presumed innocent until you're proven guilty. And what this expansion of pretrial detention does is it does the opposite. It's called a rebuttable presumption. You are presumed guilty,
wow.
and you're held until proven otherwise. And wow. It essentially gives judges more power to hold you. It gives all of the bad actors more power to really just hold our people behind bars. Now, we already talked about that double standard, because Terrence Sutton, even though we know what he did to Karan, he spent his time free. Our people don't get that luxury. And so
that's right.
Peace DC really picks up the rest of the pieces that were left behind from the DC omnibus crime bill that Brooke Pinto put forth.
Well, let me just ask you too, Frankie, Pinto, I believe, I think she has strong ties with Trump.
Absolutely. Her and her family were partying at Mar-a-Lago.
Mar-a-Lago.
What?
Partying. Wow.
5 years ago, like partying, like chummy. They absolutely have ties.
And she represents what ward?
Brooke Pinto represents Ward 2, I believe.
That's a shame.
Yes. And so really what's happening here is the council was supposed to, and I talked to Mendelsohn, right? This was in 2024. I talked mm-hmm. to Mendelsohn. I looked him in his face. I said, listen, we don't know what the impact or the implications of this expansion is going to be. I said, we need data. You guys cannot legislate based on feelings and not facts. We need facts. Mendelsohn looks me in the face, Joni, and goes, you're being so reasonable. I said, my intention is to be reasonable here. That is my intention. And so what the council decided to do was, let's sunset this provision, right? Let's have an end date to close it out. We're going to get the CJCC, the Criminal Justice Coordinating Council, which is an arm of the government, but there are other pieces, to do a study. And once we have that data, we will make our determination. Joni, there's no report. All this time later, we're in April of 2025. We don't have a report. And yet Pinto has proposed this to still become full legislation, permanent legislation. It is disingenuous for her to hold a hearing last week when she knows there's still no report. It is disingenuous because it was the only time that there was going to be possibility for public comment on a law that we don't have the facts for.
Absolutely. And Frankie, I would say disingenuous is too nice of a word.
Is it too nice?
But you're being careful, but and it's really important that it seems like, I'm not even sure if the residents of Ward 2 really know that she's representing Trump and the I'll call them the evil people out there who certainly don't mean the residents of DC any good, at least not the regular people.
Yeah.
So, okay, now keep moving on, Frankie.
Okay, let's go. And so that's one piece of the Peace DC. And then there's a part of Peace DC that is about our First Amendment right. And this is important for all DC residents to know, especially our activists, our protesters. It's called the Residential Tranquility Act. And what that is essentially saying is that you can't make noise in residential areas after a certain time of night. And it specifically targets those who are for the purpose of demonstration. So at this point, we don't even know if that's constitutional, Joni. So when we say that Pinto is really pushing forward forward things that are that seek to criminalize our people. That is exactly what she's doing. Our council, especially our judiciary and our executive, what they are doing is they're complying in advance. They're complying in advance. They're saying, we don't want Congress to come in and do these things. So guess what? We're going to do them first. We're going to suppress our people first, so Congress doesn't come in and tell us how to suppress our people. And like, make it make sense, Joni, because you know, DC home rule is a huge factor. Us having the autonomy, but if you comply in advance and if you roll over in advance, what chance do we stand to fight against if you're not going to have a backbone? And so this is really about the executive and certain members of the council being afraid of what's happening at Congress, and instead of them putting the people of DC first, they're putting first their own self-interest.
Absolutely. Absolutely correct. And Frankie, and this goes for other people who may be listening, you know, we at WPFW have something called an editorial, which can be very powerful. We have a couple of editorials running now. So Harriet Wilder Streams may want to consider submitting an editorial.
Okay.
Because this, you know, a lot of people do know, maybe not enough, what Trump is doing and the White House is doing, but we don't, a lot of people probably do not know what's enough about what's happening with the City Council and with Pinto. So these are very, very important things that you're doing. And again, I saw you all doing so much last week. It seems like do you have a new way that you're supporting neighborhoods and people? I saw you out there, but you can say
yes,
better.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about, Jim. So also under our Ella's Emancipators, we are canvassing in Ward 8. We're out talking to our neighbors. We want to know what do the folks who are most impacted feel about what's happening in their neighborhoods?
Mm.
So we had a group of folks who went out. We went to the Anacostia Metro Station. And as people were walking through, we're just walking up and having good conversations with folks. We asked people about how safe they felt in their communities. We asked them if they felt the leadership of this city was accountable to Ward 8. We asked them about how they felt about the expulsion of Trayon and the special election coming up. We asked people about DC home rule, and we asked them about their particular experiences with policing in their neighborhood. And so the only way that we can in good faith do this work is if it's informed by the people who are most impacted. And we have to center those experiences. We have to center those things every day. And you build community by being in community.
Absolutely.
And so we were deeply in community on Saturday. Even through the rain, the ancestors looked out for us.
Wow.
And yeah, we were talking to our people. We were doing the work.
That is fabulous. And I'm sure you'll be able to share some of your outcomes of what you heard.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So many people said that, you know, they felt like there was a police on every corner, but it didn't necessarily make them feel safer. That typically when things happen with the police, it is they come after the fact, they come slowly. If they come at all, folks said of Trayon that they felt that what happened with the expulsion was unfair and really a breach for the people of Ward 8. The people of Ward 8 then had no representation,
mm-hmm.
And I was candid. I said, you know, with the special election coming up, do you know that this is coming? Most folks said yes, and they they said that they would vote for Trayon again. And so, you know, there's a huge disconnect between the impact of what's happening in our most marginalized parts of the city and the way that legislators are moving. Because who is representing Ward 8 right now? Who, in good faith, through budget season, through oversight season, like it, yeah. So we got some good information. We're gonna be out canvassing at least once a month through the fall, so we can really get to know our neighbors. We're gonna compile those surveys and really use it to inform our work.
Wow. And the special election in Ward 8, is that coming up in June?
I believe so.
Yeah, June. Right. So, you know, we'll keep people posted. But I hear out there in the streets that Trayon certainly has a lot of support out there. And I think his birthday is coming up in a few weeks, Trayon White. let's keep moving. Before we move into May, is there anything else that you did last week? It seemed like you were doing so much. Oh, and one question, Frankie. Would you say there is more police out there these days in Ward 8, Ward 7, maybe across the whole district, than there had been in before January?
You know, DC is the most over-policed jurisdiction in the entire country. We're talking about over 32 independent policing agencies. I will say, I can't take a measure of before and after, but I will say, being out and about, because we're often in Ward 8, you almost can't turn a corner without seeing a police officer there or them riding by. It is consistent. There's a cop. There's almost a cop on every corner.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And so if police were going to work, because people talk about crime, right? There's a difference between crime and harm. We know that real harm is happening in our communities. Mm-hmm. No one can negate that. We know that that's the truth. But if the answer to those harms, if the answer to crime was going to be policing, it would have already worked. And it hasn't.
That's right.
It hasn't worked. Right.
That's right. And we know the origin of the police. It's back in the slavery days for sure. So it's no surprise that it's continuing on in that same pattern. So, Frankie, let's move into a little bit, and Ayana's going to be joining us in about 10 minutes. You're listening to WPFW 89.3 FM. This is To Heal DC with Joni. And I think Chuck Hicks is listening. Hello, Chuck.
Hi, Joni.
good to hear you. So we're going to be moving in now to, and we're trying to cover a lot, Chuck, in the next few minutes. Frankie is, they're going to be doing a lot of stuff in May. So let's start anything you want to share about May Day activities or the next week or two in May before we get to Mama's bailout.
Got you. Yes. So May Day is coming up, and you know that Harriet's Wildest Dreams is in deep partnership with the Free DC campaign. And we will be, hold on, Joni, let me get my notes together. There's going to be a May Day action. I'm looking for the flyer.
And, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of May Day actions this coming Thursday, and I'm surprised. I haven't really seen that many. I've known about May Day back since I was a baby. It was a big holiday back in the day, New York City. We used to march in the streets till they took that holiday. They tried to take it away from us. But I'm sure there's going to be a lot.
Yeah, there's one. It's called For the Workers, Not the Billionaires. There's a May Day rally, May 1st at Freedom Plaza, from 5 to 8 p.m. There is that. There's also another May Day action that the Ward 8 Free DC folks are going to. And then also coming up next week, and you said before we get to Free Black Mama, so I'm trying to see all of the events before that.
Yeah, and particularly May Day. So again, repeat, for the workers, that's going to be 5 to 8 p.m.
at Freedom Plaza.
Okay.
And there are lots of different, there's fun is a part of that one.
And that's the Federal Unionist Network. So there's sure to be a lot of labor folks out there.
Yes, there's DC Jobs with Justice. There's Metro DSA. Free DC has signed on to this one a lot. I think that's going to be a huge rally. So folks, show up for May Day. We have to be in worker solidarity, especially everything that's going on right now with so many people in different industries losing jobs. So it's important that we are showing up in worker solidarity. There's also on May Day, there's a DC Statehood Day, and that's going to be at the park at 14th from 5:30 to 7:30. And it says, let's raise a glass to DC becoming the 51st state. And so that is the fight to maintain home rule and to eventually push forward to statehood.
And the park at 14th Street, where is that?
That's at 920 14th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C.
Okay, so those are two events at the pretty much exact same time.
Yep.
Okay, so that's the rest of this week. I'm sure they're going to be, these days there seem to be a lot of last minute things going on, and you hear about it a day beforehand or 2 days before. So folks, keep your ears and eyes open that you may want to participate in some of these demonstrations this week. Okay, Frankie, so move right along into further down the road in May.
Yeah, so you know every May, Joni, we do our Free Black Mamas DMV campaign. And that is, it has a very special place in my heart because I am a mother of two, and I am also a child of a formerly incarcerated parents. Mm-hmm. And so when mothers are locked up, when mothers are put in cages, what happens is it impacts whole communities. It impacts whole families, because in our community particularly, mothers are the holders and the cornerstone of our families. And we don't talk about it as much, but, you know, Black women are also disproportionately impacted by mass incarceration. And so in May, we make it a point that any mother who is being held on cash bail anywhere in the area, Joni, DC, mm-hmm. Maryland, Virginia, we make sure to make it a point to go and bail that mother out. We believe that no mother should be held and away from her children on Mother's Day. And this year is particularly, I also have a tender place in my heart because right now we are supporting a young mother who is currently being held at DC jail. Mm-hmm. Her mother has her kids, and because of everything that's happening, the grandma has lost her job. She's lost her housing. She's trying to take care of two kids who are both under the age of two. And because of the new mandatory minimums that happened from Secure DC last year, this young mother is facing a minimum of 15 years. And so we are fighting. We have hired her a new lawyer. So any listeners out there, please, if you can support Black Mama Bailout, you can find our fundraiser either on our website at harrietsdreams.org, or you can follow us at Harriet's Dreams on Instagram, on Twitter. Please support Black Mama Bailout, because we are literally snatching our people back from the system.
And of course, the history of Mother's Day is important for people to learn and know. And of course, in this system, they're not going to tell you that it was it started around the end of the Civil War and with women fighting for peace, standing for peace and for justice. So what Harriet's Wildest Dreams fits right into the original origins of Mother's Day. And again, we're very proud of you. I'm going to make two quick announcements, Frankie, but then you can jump in with other things that Harriet's Wildest Dreams may be doing in May. Of course, this is, for many of us, this is a very important week of labor with May Day. And this coming Saturday, the DC Labor Chorus with the Labor Heritage Foundation is doing a special spring concert that Saturday, May 3rd at Luther Place Memorial Church on Vermont Avenue. Spring concert, DC Labor Chorus. Some of you may know Elise Bryant and Nikki and other beautiful, fabulous singers will be there together with some activist singer from out of town. So that's a spring concert, DC Labor Chorus, Saturday, May 3rd, 3 p.m. Also on Wednesday, if you're listening to PFW, you'll hear that Wednesday at 6:30 at Seekers Church in Tacoma Park, there is a free showing of, and Dr. Greg Carr is going to be one of the moderators discussing Soundtrack of a Coup d'Etat. Very, very important film. Some of you probably know about it, but that is this Wednesday, 6:30 at Seekers Church, a free film. So let's see. Okay, Frankie, anything else happening in... Oh, wait, I'm sorry. One more thing. Also, last Saturday was the annual gathering, and Chuck usually comes. I don't know. I don't think you were there this year, Chuck, but the annual gathering of the Metropolitan Washington AFL-CIO, which represents, and I didn't relook the numbers, but really tens of thousands of workers in the DMV. Sam Epps, who is part of what we're going to talk about in a minute, the event we did April 16th on Emancipation Day, his organization, Metropolitan Washington Council AFL-CIO, was one of the co-sponsors of that event. But Sam Epps also chaired the very inspiring evening Saturday night, together with someone who many of you listeners who are a little bit older would know, and that is Josh Williams. Josh Williams was part of WPFW for way over a decade. He is a hero to many of us. He is, of course, still very much with us, but is now in so-called retirement. So both Josh Williams and Josh Williams and Sam Epps were presiding over that event. So it made me very proud again of what we do here in the community, and that these two wonderful leaders are in fact leading the Metropolitan Washington AFL-CIO. Okay, Frankie, Yano joining us in a few minutes, but tell us anything else that you are doing, Harriet's Wildest Dreams is doing in May.
Yeah, so Joni, on May 10th, from 6 to 9 p.m., we're going to have a Mommy and Me sneaker ball where it's going to be red carpet style. It's gala style. And this is a part of our Free Black Mamas events this year. And so if you are a mom and if you have children, you are welcome to come and attend. And it's going to be lovely, Joni. Mm-hmm. And it donations from local sneaker stores so that the children can get new shoes. We're going to show up and commune together and have a space, a safe space, particularly for caregivers and their children this Mother's Day. And again, that is on May 10th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's going to be at Creative Suitland Arts Center at 4719 Silver Hill Road in Suitland, Maryland. And if you'd like to register, it's bit.ly / Freedom for Mamas. And that's the Mommy and Me Sneaker Ball that's happening on
May. Wow, that is wonderful.
Yeah.
So again, we are so proud and so thankful to have Harriet's Wildest Dreams in our community. And as we always say, none of us are free until all of us are free. So that means they are representing all of us. And we're very proud. We are also proud now that I think Ayanna Gregory has joined us. And we're going to be giving our imaginary drum roll for Ayanna. And I'm going to say that Ayanna needs no introduction. But I am just going to say that this last Friday, and Ayanna and I will talk about it a little bit, we had a fabulous WPFW 48th anniversary celebration. It was at Martin's Crossroads. I saw a lot of PFW listeners and programmers were there. We want to thank Miyuki and Katia for doing a magnificent job in organizing it and all the other people who helped with it. But I was also thrilled because Ayanna Gregory is the first person to receive the Askia Muhammad Award in Art for Art and Activism. And as many of you know, Askia is our ancestor, journalist, a photographer, poet, on air WPFW for maybe 40 years. And Ayanna, the award honors an artist who uses their work and platform in service to social justice and the liberation of all people. And who else but Ayanna Gregory is more deserving of that award? So welcome, Ayanna.
Oh, thank you, Joni.
And we're so proud. And Ayanna was busy. She did a concert Saturday night as well. But she was with us Friday. So, yes. Ayanna, and we're going to also ask you to talk a little bit about the Emancipation Day event that you were at as well. But share with the listeners, of course, you can share how you felt receiving the award, but also, because of course many listeners were not there, so share some of your thoughts about the event, which of course honored other people, including Von Martin, Joy, our own Joyce Ladner got an award, Dory's sister, James Funk was there and helped us learn that dance, fan dance, and much more. So many people were honored.
Yes, Gloria Turner.
Yes, Gloria Turner. Gloria Minot was there. Some of you listeners may remember. I was thrilled to see her.
Yes.
But tell us a little more in just words or what you felt in the room for those hours. It was so joyous and so loving, really.
It really was. It really was. It reminded me of who we are, you know, just in the midst of being in a space where oftentimes during these days and times, people can feel worn down. People can feel a lot of fear and all kinds of things that kind of sometimes can take us away from, or sometimes I'm going to say take us away from, but that can sometimes help us to forget just how joyous and how amazing we are as a people, how resilient we are. It was elegant. It was powerful. It was soulful. It was loving, in the spirit of liberation, in the spirit of art. There was so much joy in the room. There was laughter. There were generations. It was so, it reminded me of everything that, you know, the kinds of spaces and places that my father would bring us to growing up, you know, that felt like home. And that's
absolutely what,
it felt like home. It really did. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely, I mean, just produced so well. The in memoriam video was just, oh my goodness.
Yes, honoring the ancestors.
It was so beautiful.
Honoring WPFW's ancestor for the last 13 years.
Yes.
Really, really, really inspiring. And Ayanna, I agree with you. You say it reminded you of events that your dad took you to. It reminded me of events that my parents took me to. And Chuck's on the phone, too. I know that Chuck went to events like that in Louisiana, where there's so much hope. There's so much love and there's so much commitment. Yes. Right, Chuck?
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah, I know that he went to those kind of events. Chuck would have loved it. And
then we got to hear
Navasha
Dea. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
We got to hear Navasha Dea, who unveiled some songs that will be on her upcoming album, which will be a tribute to her cousin. I didn't even realize that Gil Scott-Heron was her cousin.
Right,
Those songs were just, you know, her music is like the soundtrack to the movement. Amazing.
Yes. And then we had our poets, Zane and Esther.
Yes.
Byrne,
yes.
That poetry was really, really, really inspiring. So many different aspects to that evening. So again, we are very proud of our family. We're very proud of Miyuki and Katia and everybody. So many of the programmers were out there helping.
Yes,
and I'm not going to list them all, but there were at least 10 programmers really, really helping to pull it together. I'm tempted to start naming names, but I'm not going to do it.
It was so beautifully put together.
Yes, it was. And now we have about 5 minutes, Frankie and Ayana, to talk about an event that we put together. It's going to be 2 weeks ago this Wednesday, April 16th, DC Emancipation Day Speak Out. We are going to play more of it maybe for an hour or so next week. We want to thank Esther for playing some of it on her show Friday morning. But this was an event that was sponsored by organizations, Texas Wildest Dreams, UPFW, the former two labor groups, One Council, AFL-CIO, and the Federal Union SNCC, together with Free DC. Six organizations, that's two community groups, two groups, and two groups. So the goal was to kind of bring people together who are often not together physically. So Frankie, do you want to, and of course we don't have much time, but you want to make any comments about that event? And Frankie was definitely one of the co-hosts and MCs and did some fabulous shout outs.
Frankie's incredible. Frankie is incredible.
Yes, Joni, we did that. That's what I want to say.
You did that.
Ayana, every time you just speak to my spirit so much. It's just, you know, the history of like being in that church, you know what I mean? Surrounded by faith, surrounded by labor, surrounded by community organizations. It's like, this is why we're here, y'all.
Yes.
This is exactly why we exist at this time in this iteration, to do this work. And I truly believe the ancestors smiled on us.
Oh, yes.
The 16th. Because favor ain't fair, baby. Favor ain't fair.
Come on.
And you know, Joni, thank you for your vision.
Yes.
And the folks in the room. And it's up from here. And so when we are open, beautiful things can happen.
Yes. Yes,
that's
absolutely
what I want to say.
Yes, and thank you so much, Frankie, for your support and support of Harriet's Wildest Dreams. And it was amazing because we all work so well together.
Yes.
And many of the people didn't know each other before.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite very positive. The union people were right there. And
yes.
Sam is the head of a huge, representing tens of thousands of people. He was there with us at all the planning, et cetera. Mm. We had Sam P.K. Collins, who's a writer for Washington Former. He moderated one of the panels. It was just really, really, really amazing.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to say this while I have a chance. So Ayana, you know, one thing we need to do, and what we try to do there in those few hours Wednesday, is connect the generations.
Yes.
And I was talking to Frankie, she didn't know too much about Sweet Honey in the Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And Sweet Honey in the Rock, as some listeners know, was founded by Bernice Johnson Reagan, who was definitely in the center of the civil rights movement back in the day.
Yes.
There's going to be a special event for her coming up. I think it's May 16th. So,
Ayana,
I think we should we should take Frankie to that.
Absolutely.
That would be absolutely. Lovely.
Yeah, that
and
would
so,
be wonderful.
And so, you know, the idea of kind of, some, you know, gave me the idea of kind of listening groups between generations so mm-hmm. that we can share.
I love that, Joni.
Yeah, so let's do that, Ayana. We're going to take Frankie and we'll talk
I'm
more
down.
About it.
I'm
but
down.
It's really something. Okay. So we have about a minute left, and before Ayana, you have your choice. You can either sing right now on the air, or we can play your the beginning. Ayana did an incredible two songs. We heard some of Warriors Rise, but the other song that you did, when you know, I'm thinking of it as the ancestors' song, but
yeah,
you did that for about 10 minutes.
Yes.
do you want to do some of that live?
I'll let you do it. I actually just woke up. My throat is a little, if you could tell. I don't want to be hitting them notes, them bad notes this morning.
Yeah, and we won't be able to play the whole thing, but you will
okay.
get some of the spirit because it was about a 10-minute piece. Maybe we can play it next week.
Okay. Okay.
But we'll definitely be playing it in the future. And
okay.
we are so thankful. We're so blessed in this community to have an Ayana Gregory, to have a Frankie C. Braun, to
yes.
have a Harriet's
yes.
Wildest Dreams, to have these powerful union organizers that are going to be out in the street and the community activists. So we're very thankful. And I want to give a special thank you to Magic Mike, who wasn't here last week. We missed him a lot, but we are so thankful to have a wonderful engineer such as Magic Mike. Thanks to Mari and Crystal and all the To Heal DC team. So, oh, and stay tuned for the next hour. We're going to be talking to Duke Ellington's daughter
mm-hmm.
and Duke Ellington's son, because guess what? Tomorrow is Duke Ellington's birthday. So
wow.
It's very exciting. And Ayana, you're welcome.
That's incredible.
Stay and listen. But
okay.
thank you. Thank you, Frankie. And let's go out with Ayana Gregory.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Birds flying high. You know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Ha! Yeah, 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 yeah. Ay, 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 ay. I want to feel all this powerful energy in the room. So everybody repeat after me. Everybody say, ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 everybody say, we are the ones we've been waiting for. No more waiting, kick down the door. We are the ones we've been waiting for. No more waiting, kick down the door. Let me tell you something. No more living small, no more giving just a little. No more being shy, no more staying in the middle. We're about to take flight, so you better hold on. Flying through the night, put your night vision on. With the eye of the eagle, the heart of a lion, the wings of an angel to keep me flying. Light as a feather, cause I smile every day. The love in my heart, I give it away. Places that we will go, things that we will see. Heaven only knows all that we will be. See the magic that you have. Ha! If you only knew who you really are, the things that you could do. Oh, 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 oh. as we continue to bring the ancestors in the room. We acknowledge the Most High God. We give thanks for life and breath. And Denise Rolock Barnes already began to usher the ancestors in the room. Thank you, Mama. And so just take a deep breath as we presence the life force ebbing and flowing inside of you, and know that the same life that lives in you, the same blood that courses through your veins, is the same that inextricably connects you to the first Black mothers and fathers of creation, Ashe. We give thanks to the Most High God for life, for air, for earth, wind, and fire, Ashe. We give thanks to the Most High. We give thanks to the ancestors, the spirit guides, the guardian angels. We thank you for coming to us and through us.
I'm Dennis Williams with the WPFW editorial. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, an apprentice sheet metal worker raising three children with his wife in Prince George's County, has been kidnapped by the United States government. On March 12th, Abrego Garcia was pulled over by ICE agents, accused of being a member of the Salvadoran gang MS-13, and then transported to a terrorist confinement center in his native El Salvador. In fact, Abrego Garcia had fled his homeland at 16 because of threats from local gangs, and a U.S. immigration judge in 2019 granted him protection from being deported because he would face persecution if he ever returned. The Justice Department admitted that his removal was an administrative error, and the U.S. Supreme Court ordered the government to facilitate the return of Abrego Garcia, who has never been charged with a crime or found to have any gang affiliation. President Trump shrugged and said that it was up to El Salvador. Salvadoran dictator Nayib Bukele, appearing in the Oval Office, scoffed that the idea of releasing him was, quote, preposterous, while Trump and top advisors smiled approvingly. This is an appalling violation of law and of justice that must not be allowed to stand. If Kilmar Abrego Garcia can be disappeared in this way, none of us is safe. This is Dennis Williams with a WPFW editorial.
WPFW has been a site of resistance in defense of truth, justice, and culture for 48 years. Our spring membership drive begins with a special celebration of James Brown's birthday, May 3rd, and closes with a centennial birthday celebration of Malcolm X on May 19th. Two pillars of music and message. Your financial sustenance is needed more than ever to continue this type of programming. As a new listener or current member, this is your opportunity to contribute to the growth of an institution that stands resolute against both gross injustice and repression and the mass erasure of history and culture by amplifying the voices of scholars, artists, and activists whose work centers the humanity of all people. That's 48 years of being a site of resistance in defense of truth, justice, and culture, May 3rd through the 19th. WPFW works daily to build the world we want to inhabit by building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
WPFW commemorates the birthday of James Joseph Brown on May 3rd from 7 a.m. to midnight. Revolution of the Mind, Unpacking the Genius and Torment of James Brown, will feature his music, delve into his complicated and tumultuous family history and sometimes troubling behavior, and celebrate his artistic, entrepreneurial, and activist legacy, including James's live performances in Ghana, Zambia, and Zaire, present-day DRC. That's Revolution of the Mind, Unpacking the Genius and Torment of James Brown, Saturday, May 3rd, 7 a.m. to midnight on WPFW, Building a Better World, one broadcast at a time. Full schedule found on WPFWFM.org.
In commemoration of International Jazz Day, Friends of the Congo, Africa World Now Project, WPFW, and the Institute of Musical Traditions presents an evening examining jazz, espionage, and colonialism in Africa with a free screening of Soundtrack to a Coup d'Etat on Wednesday, April 30, 6:30 p.m. at Seekers Church, 276 Carroll Street Northwest, steps away from the Tacoma Park Metro. The evening concludes with a panel discussion. Seating is limited, so registration is required. Details at Eventbrite and then searching Friends of the Congo. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
My Body, My Festival 2025, DC's only abortion access music festival, is coming May 16th and 17th.